cliffcentral.com. We've got Sean Saunders, who makes a star return to the mornings, and will give us an update. But by the way, Sean had a birthday last week. Did you celebrate? Did you do anything to celebrate, Sean?
Morning, Gareth. Yeah, morning. Good to see you again. I landed up celebrating last week Thursday, and then on Friday I got the worst food poisoning of my life. Oh. So I entered my 30s feeling like I was in my 90s.
Sean, you just turned 30.
I know.
I just turned 30, yeah.
Aw. Well, you know what?
Looking at all, you meant to say I used them all along.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but I mean, the way you entered is pretty much how it's going to go for a while. You just can't party the way you used to. That's really what the cities are. I'm just glad that God gave you the realization really quickly.
Very quickly. Oh. Yeah, the rude awakening.
Dude, well, first of all, there's not a huge amount to celebrate in terms of the current Bitcoin price, but there are other things that are going on. And we spoke to Chris and to Brett a couple of weeks back, and they're both telling us about some of the new things you're launching. But give us a quick update, a sort of roundup of what's been going on, because we know that this war in Ukraine has been affecting things. We also know that there are parts of the world who have, you know, where people are hugely bullish now on cryptocurrency. And before, it was hard to find people, especially in governments, especially in big hedge funds and corporations and investment businesses, that were going to openly say they were as excited about cryptocurrency as kind of people are right now. And there seems to be a bit of a lull in the world economy. It's not just a crypto thing. But where are people putting their money right now? Because so many people are just keeping it in cash.
A lot of people are keeping it in cash, right? But you actually have seen the biggest outflow, and it's the net outflow, right? So looking at the inflows versus outflows, but the largest net flow of cryptocurrency out of exchanges that we've seen in over 3 years, right? So one third of all of Ethereum tokens, Ether tokens, have been moved off exchanges, right? And you've actually seen, it was close to 49 billion Rand. When I get the right figure, I was actually trying to type this away to get the right figure. Here it is, 96,000 Bitcoin were moved off exchanges in April. Yeah. And the reason that these that the sort of volume of cryptocurrency is moving off exchanges is because people are going into like a HODL mode. People are choosing, and this is institutions as well, but they're choosing to rather just hold cryptocurrency either on their hardware wallets or in their software wallets, and they're choosing not to keep their cryptocurrency on exchanges, which is historically actually been a really positive development for the world of crypto. But I mean, here we are today, the crypto market has taken a pretty deep plunge over the last 12 months. I mean, it was just about 12 months ago that we were looking at near that all-time high for both Bitcoin and Ethereum and amongst other cryptocurrencies. But, you know, the other interesting thing I think to look at within this market, and it's like this famous quote that I think I've said quite a few times. I wouldn't say it's famous for me. It's famous in the crypto space. But the famous quote is essentially, when in doubt, zoom out. Yeah. And that's the thing to do in the crypto space. And it's also the thing to do, I think, in most other sort of growth markets. If you look at the stock market, I mean, gosh, yeah, it's also, I mean, the S&P 500, sort of the biggest index of stocks in the world, is down roughly about 18% this year alone, right? The crypto market's down about 28% on average this year alone. So there has been a pretty big decline across the board. But I mean, at the end of the day, what is everyone focusing on? It's inflation. Like inflation. That's the big story at the moment. The Fed is meeting today. That's the Reserve Bank in the US. And, you know, they're going to essentially I would expect at least to interest an interest rate hike of about 50 basis points today. So that's 0.5%. But then it's sort of the trajectory of those rate hikes going forward. But the rate hikes,
would you say, again, I'm always reticent to ask you for direct financial advice. That's not your job. And you've always said diversify. You guys offer a range of products. But isn't this a good time to buy?
It would be. It goes against, I think, kind of the emotional side of us, right? Because when prices are going down, it's scary. And when prices are going up, oh yeah, this is a great time to buy, right? Mm. It's kind of weird when you go into, you know, buy a pair of shoes or clothes, you think very differently. But yeah, ultimately, this is where the smart money is entering the market. And I mean, maybe the market goes down a further 5%, maybe another 10%, maybe another 20%.
Right.
Those are opportunities, again, to sort of get into this market if you believe that the market's going to go up in the future. When I say the market, I'm just talking about the crypto market, but that's advice for any market, right? If you want to invest in stocks, it's a good time to get in if you're looking at a 5 or 10 year investment horizon.
All right, so it's not all bad, but if we look at the current Bitcoin price, we're looking at about $38,000, which is not great. Are there any tokens that are really behaving themselves at the moment and going up like in a direct straight line up? Are there any places where you can see, because you said it just now, and you know, people are putting their money into cash, which is so weird because that's never where you want to be. And especially if you're in rands, it was 16 rand to the dollar just 2 days ago, which is not great. Those are not numbers we want to look at. If you've got everything you've got in rands, you have seen a serious decline in your value. So what do you think is driving the overall decline, not just in crypto, but in everything else? Is it because investors are just scared? You know, the American stock market's not performing very well either, is it?
No, I think it's inflation. I mean, as I said just now, it's inflation is the, and sorry, there's a car that's rushing past here. No problem. So I'm sure you can hear that on the podcast. Yeah. But it really does seem to be inflation. The expectation of interest rates rising, right, which comes about from inflation, that scares a lot of people. Why? Because when you start looking at any investments, or any investment, let's just say, you know, a stock as an example, the way that you value that stock is you say, okay, in the future, this company is going to provide me dividends. It's going to provide me some sort of a return. In some cases, it's capital appreciation where the stock price goes up in value. No. But all of a sudden, whatever that's worth many years in the future isn't the same as it's, well, if you discount it at the various interest rates that are going forward, it's not worth the same today as it would be if interest rates were low going forward, right? The opportunity cost of investing your money isn't the same if interest rates are really low versus them being really high. Mm-hmm. So that's got a lot of people quite alert and thinking about, okay, well, where do I put my money? Maybe all of a sudden savings accounts become a lot more appealing because, well, okay, I'm earning a higher interest rate there rather than putting money into stocks, which are uncertain, and you know, crypto is also uncertain. I do think, you know, again, the same thing I've said on the show so many times over, you do need to diversify. Maybe this is a time to take a little bit of money out of some of the risky assets. If you're feeling nervous and you're feeling stressed, move into cash. Or if you're feeling like, hey, listen, I've not got into any of these sort of growth stories, whether it is stocks or crypto or anything else, maybe this is your time to get in. I think you have to sort of have a bit of introspection there and think about where you want to be in this market.
Yeah. You've got a lot of exciting things lined up. And if you were to buy crypto, you know, is there a, would you rather buy Ethereum or Bitcoin at the moment? Is there even a debate about those two? Because there's a performance in concert, you know, the one goes up, the other one kind of usually goes up as well, especially compared with things outside of the crypto market. But is there an argument for one over the other at the moment from the point of view of anyone who's looking to invest for the first time?
So I would say that there is, and I'm not normally a trader when looking at these sorts of things, but I do think that there is an interesting opportunity coming up. And please don't take this as investing advice or anything, but I think there's an interesting opportunity coming up because Ethereum is essentially going from a proof of work algorithm to a proof of stake algorithm, right? Which is essentially the way that these networks validate transactions. Mm-hmm. And this is essentially going to mean that Ethereum is greener and it's more attractive then to institutional investors. And it also means in some respects, and I think there's going to be a lot of comments that come in after this of saying, Sean, that's not the truth, or like, you know, caveat, caveat, caveat. But at the end of the day, Ethereum will become a more efficient sort of network relative to Bitcoin. And I can't wait for these comments to come through. But that should actually bring about a lot of interest within Ethereum, right? And you do see this. I mean, you saw this with the Bitcoin halving that took place a few years ago, right? Where all of a sudden, just over these short periods of time, a lot of interest enters the space. All of a sudden, Ethereum's all over the headlines. And I think that could happen again. So I'm quite bullish on Ethereum. I've personally taken a bit of a punt at, you know, just a small position in Ethereum. I just want to see if the story plays out. I guess, you know, hold me to this. Let's touch base in, say, three months or so and see how it's played out.
Cool. What new products have you got coming up? Because you guys have always launched, you're always launching some new new token, some new thing, whether it's, you know, a dollar coin, whether it's a savings coin, whether it's a, you know, you've got all these products, gold, you've even, you know, there's so many options on Revix. What do you got coming up?
Yeah, so I think we're building on what I spoke about a few weeks ago, which is those savings vaults. The goal with Revix over the next, say, 3 to 5 months would be to launch a savings vault for each of the cryptocurrencies we offer. So, you know, we offer Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, USDC, Solana. I mean, the list goes on. And what we want to do is essentially say, instead of you just investing in this coin and then like essentially making any gains if the price goes up or making any losses if the price goes down, mm-hmm. we want to say, how about earning an interest on this cryptocurrency? So you can earn, cool. say, 4% or 7% on Bitcoin. You could earn maybe 5 to 8%, and these rates will fluctuate, but 5 to 8% on Ethereum. So just like if you're putting your money into your savings account with your bank, you can do the same with Revex. And the first product that we've launched really within these savings vaults is the USDC savings vault. Okay. So this is where you essentially can take your RANDs. RANDs have obviously not been a very good investment recently. Mm-hmm. You've seen how it's sort of depreciated quite aggressively against the dollar. You can take your RANDs, you can buy USDC on Revex right now, and you can deposit these RANDs into a USDC savings vault, just like a savings account.
Okay.
And that allows you right now to earn 9%. But from Friday, you're going to be able to earn 12% on an annualized basis. Now, if you compare that to what you'd be earning at a dollar or in a dollar savings account, I mean, that's 50 times really what you're earning there, right? Wow. You're not making any money if you're trying to save dollars right now. And I can get into the details of how we're sort of doing this right now. And if you want to learn more, I mean, of course, reach out to us, reach out to our customer support team. We're happy to provide fact sheets and tell you more information around this. This is meant to be a sensible long-term investment. This isn't really crypto investing, right? You're using cryptocurrency to earn a yield, but it is a lot more sort of like a savings account than anything else.
That's useful information. As Sean says, you can always reach out to him and his team. They've got their finger on the pulse and they'll be able to help you and talk you through it. And you also don't have to, you know, go big. If you're nervous and you're not sure about this at this point, there are lots of investors who are feeling that way. Just put in a little bit. Maybe move some money around. As Sean said, diversify. And you can find out all the information you need on Revix.com, R-E-V-I-X.com. Nice to see you, Sean.
Brilliant, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Cool, man. CliffCentral.com.